Hello, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I'm coming to you with some cum mixology. Now, I understand this isn't for everyone. This is for a select few. This is for those guys that just love to be told to eat their own cum. Now, if this isn't for you, listen anyway, because you get to hear me say some dirty words. So listen, have you ever taken your cum and like put it on a cookie or toast or cake or like a jelly roll or a donut and then you've eaten it, right? A lot of guys have done that, especially when they're first eating their cum, because it kind of takes over the flavor, gives you something different. Well, if you've tried food, why not think of a cocktail? You know, we think of mixology and we think of like a martini or a Moscow mule, but what if we used a new ingredient? What if we used your cum? You know, I think you could mix your cum with a lot of different things. Now, it's really going to depend on what kind of flavors you like, but I came up with a few recipes. I came up with a couple and I had some help. You know who you are. And let's see, the first one I'm calling a frothy beer. What if you poured yourself a fresh beer, really cold, right? And then added your cum right to the top. What about a cumtini? Vodka over ice, dirty or neat, and then you add your load for a twist. Now, I did put some other recipes. Take a look at my blog to read those. Do you have a recipe? Have you made some sort of cum cocktail? I'd love to hear about it. Better yet, I'd love to watch you mix it. You know, I can watch on Skype during a phone or a chat session, right? Just making sure. Anyway, I hope you try some of these cocktails. And if you grab all the ingredients, I bet I can help you produce that main ingredient. Again, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com. I hope you had fun listening to this fun little mixology blog post. Mwah.